Pod Quiz 1023. Hello and welcome to another episode of Pod Quiz number 1023. Let's get started with the quiz.
Round 1.
We start this week with a connections music round. There are four pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And number 5 is the connection between the songs.
Round to start from. Question 1.
And we're falling apart. You'll say come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. And I see
she's taking pictures in the mirror. Oh my god, her skin's so clear. Tell her bring it over here.
Question 2. Question 3.
Not much of a girlfriend, but never seem to get along. Take a jumbo across the water, like to see America. See the girls in California, I'm hoping it's going to come true. But there's not a lot I can do.
Question 4. Question 5.
Can you identify the connection between those four pieces of music?
Round 2.
Round 2 is on world languages.
Question 6.
Which book has been translated into the largest number of languages?
Question 7.
With 380 million native speakers and 1.1 billion second language speakers, which is the most widely spoken language in the world?
Question 8.
Bolivia has more official languages than any other country in the world. How many languages does it recognize? 37? 57 or 97?
Question 9.
With 258 million speakers around the world, which is the most commonly spoken Slavic language?
Question 10.
What is the name of the Korean alphabet?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on sport. You're about to hear 5 short clips of the sound of a sport being played. And for each, I would like you to name the sport.
Question 11.
Sport!
All right.
Ball up!
Question 12.
Thank you.
Question 13.
One.
Question 14. Question 15.
Very tricky element. She has struggled on this all week. She's on. There.
Oh,
great combination.
Exquisite work.
This is gigantic.
Round 4.
The fun around this week is science and technology.
Question 16.
In physics, what form of energy does an object have as a result of its motion?
Question 17.
Which of the following is not a central nervous system stimulant? Alcohol, caffeine, or nicotine?
Question 18.
In technology, what does USB stand for?
Question 19.
What is the chemical formula for sulfuric acid?
Question 20.
Unicode, the worldwide standard for encoding text, is a successor of which US encoding standard? I should be back in 3.5 minutes with the answers after The Face of Language by The Agrarians.
Give me some sweet rest this season. Give me some great true full summons of conflict resolution crowned with holy orders making rounds. Welcome to the
answers.
Number one was Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something.
And I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film.
Number two was Lunch by Billie Eilish.
Could eat that girl for lunch.
Hoping it's going to come true.
Number three was Breakfast in America by Supertramp.
Could we have Christmas for breakfast? Mommy dear, mommy dear.
Number four was Nothing Matters by The Last Dinner Party. And number five, The Connection. We had Breakfast at Tiffany's, Lunch, Breakfast in America, and The Last Dinner Party. The connection was meals.
Round two.
Round two was on world languages, and the answer to number six, the book that has been translated into the largest number of languages, is the Bible. Number seven, the most widely spoken language in the world is English. Number eight, Bolivia has 37 official languages. Number nine, the most commonly spoken Slavic language is Russian. And number 10, the name of the Korean alphabet is Hangul.
Round 3.
Round 3 was sport, and the answer to number 11 was golf. Number 12 was ice hockey. Number 13 was snooker. Number 14 was table tennis. And number 15 was the uneven or asymmetric bars.
Round 4.
The final round was science and technology, and the answer to number 16, the energy an object has as a result of its motion, is kinetic energy. Number 17, the substance I mentioned that is not a central nervous system stimulant is alcohol. Number 18, USB stands for Universal Serial Bus. Number 19, the chemical formula for sulfuric acid is H2SO4. And number 20, Unicode is a successor to ASCII, although I'll also accept ISO 8859. That's it for Pod Quiz 1023. Thank you very much for listening, and I do hope you enjoyed it. We have a couple of messages this week. Pam, you are the love of my life, and I am so happy to celebrate another anniversary with the love of my life. Love, Ross. And happy birthday, Allah, from your mum and dad, who love you and are extremely proud of you. Okay, I'll be back next week with another 20 questions. Until then, bye now.